I'd love to hear your ideas around how you envision the healthcare delivery paradigm in the U.S. changing in the future, and what will the traditional health systems and also pharmacies do differently to adapt to this new model?
Everyone is in the transformation of healthcare. So this is a question gets looked at in many, many different ways. And of course, there's many different opinions and factors that will lead into it. But I think there's definitely a few general things that we can take a look at. The first is, without question, healthcare is becoming much more home and consumer driven. You know, we've definitely seen this throughout the pandemic as telemedicine has become a much bigger factor in delivering care. But also even previous to that is that medications that used to be infusion medications, many of them are becoming oral. So like the oral oncology medications, you have to go to an infusion center to do it. Now you can be taking those medications at home, you know. Home testing in a whole number of ways. Partly we've seen this with COVID testing, but a number of different tests from cholesterol to, of course, everyone knows pregnancy tests. But there's so many conditions now. Genetic tests, of course, there's been a huge boom in that, so that there's a lot more testing that happens at home. And, of course, apps. You know, everyone has multiple apps on their phone related to some kind of either fitness, some kind of nutrition, sometimes to medications. You know, our Walgreens app is downloaded, I don't know, 50 or 60 million times. I mean, everyone interacts now with different parts of their healthcare digitally through apps. So definitely much more of that is coming into the consumer focus. The second piece is that healthcare is becoming more specialized and more sort of biologically, scientifically complex, you know, with the advances in genetics, the advances in gene therapies and cell therapies and polygenic risk scores and a number of things that are really, really, you know, expansions of the whole medical understanding of things. But unfortunately, a lot of times what that means is certain things become more expensive because those new technologies are usually not cheap. So what's going to happen, I think, and we already begin to see some of that happen, is that you have to figure out who best needs these specific types of things so that the people who gain the most benefit from it, that's where the medication, the treatment, the intervention is really directed and not so generally, you know, dispersed. The third thing is that definitely how we deliver healthcare is changing a lot. Hospitals are having to become really parts of integrated health systems, and not only just within their health system, but integrating like that with retail pharmacies and with Uber and with, you know, a number of other things that they would have never imagined doing before. But to meet the needs of their patients, they're having to become much more diverse than what they were on both inpatient, outpatient, but also making healthy connections. You know, many of the really successful health systems have their own apps to help, you know, connect with their patients. You know, from the pharmacy standpoint, it's a very similar theme. It's, you know, because we're kind of already in people's communities, but how do we meet those consumer needs exactly where they live and make it really easy for them to get medications and get the other kinds of healthcare services, you know, that a pharmacy can provide? And secondly, how do we integrate better with the health systems so that as the health systems need, you know, delivery of their things into the community, we can help provide that. We've seen, you know, some good examples of that. Of course, the retail clinics in the pharmacies have been going on for several years. And like Walgreens, ours are all health system run. So the local health system is actually providing the care through the retail clinic. Many of the clinics, you know, Walmart, Walgreens, you know, are expanding into having primary care doctors' offices literally inside of their pharmacy and inside of their buildings. So we see a lot more integration of these non-traditional delivery models with traditional healthcare systems. And I think it's really beneficial for consumers. And all of that, I believe, is really going to expand. And the final piece of that, I guess, is the payment models to help facilitate that. So now it's not just simply saying, how do we pay for this knee surgery, but how do you pay for the prevention, the treatment, the aftercare, and bringing all these pieces together so that you get the very best outcomes, but in a perhaps a little bit different payment models of what we've seen.
And what do you think, you touched on this a little bit, but how do you think this changes in this COVID timeframe? What are some of the emerging trends that you've seen?
So I think there's a number of things. Obviously, there's been a huge, you know, necessary rapid expansion of home center care. So you saw like telemedicine became, you know, has grown tremendously in the last few months. But home testing has also grown. I mean, a number of people now are managing some of their conditions that way. There's some home testing for antibody testing, for antigen testing, COVID testing, you know. And of course, like I said, you know, genetic testing has been on the rise here for a while. There's been expansion of coaching. So especially on the mental health front of being able to connect, you know, mental health needs, you know, virtually. And there's also been some growth actually in home visits. If you have, you know, providers that, you know, you can kind of ensure that they're going to be safe because people can't go as easily to the hospitals and to the other sites. So there's been some evolution of the home visits. There's obviously been a huge evolution of home delivery of products, of medication, of durable medical goods, of, you know, of all of the, I know at our house, you know, Amazon is coming almost every day, you know, so, but that delivery of things into people's homes has really grown. I definitely think a lot of that will continue in a number of different ways.